When Swans Die contains scenes of violence, coarse language, and mature subject matter that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. For a more immersive experience, we recommend listening to this drama with headphones.
Evelyn! Ev! Rise and shine and shut that alarm off! Evelyn! You're going to be late!
I'm up. What time is it?
Your phone is in your hand, Ev.
Oh. Yeah.
You slept in longer than usual. It's after 8. Now, don't bite my head off when I say this, but you look awful. Did you have another bad night?
I don't know. I definitely slept. I just don't feel it anywhere.
Come on. I made a fresh pot of coffee. That might, I don't know, make you a little less zombie-like.
Good idea.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You going into work today?
No. I feel like I could fall asleep at any minute. Can't risk that in the office.
That's a relief to hear. But, Ev, I really don't like this.
What?
This. It just seems like you're getting more and more drained. If this keeps up, you're going to end up sick. Do you want me to call the doctor? See if they can help?
Evelyn!
Huh? What?
You're really scaring me here. Do you want me to call the doctor?
Doctor? No, I'm fine.
Whatever you are is nowhere near fine. I'm serious, Evie. This isn't normal. Look, you barely managed to lift that mug and take a sip of coffee.
I'm just tired, Freya. I just need more sleep, and I'll be fine.
You went to bed super early last night, and you're this exhausted today. Are you still having those weird dreams?
Yeah. Last night was the strongest it's ever felt. I was flying, and then I was in a garden. I can still smell the flowers.
A garden? You didn't mention that before.
I wasn't alone either. Nathan was there.
Nathan?
I should go see him.
Ev, Nathan's not here anymore.
He's not?
He left on a trip over a week ago. It was a whole thing over at the mansion and even had the police involved because of it. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just confused. I meant I should call him and check in with him.
Sure. With how out of it you are, I'm surprised you even remember how to use your phone.
Ha ha. Look, I'll show you.
That's a lot of notifications.
Weird. I didn't hear any of these. Max and Willow have been calling and messaging. This week has been such a blur. I should go and visit them, too.
Aren't you going to read their messages?
I can barely keep my eyes open. I won't be able to read them properly, let alone text. They can fill me in when I'm over there.
Want to get ready and I can drive you over? I'll even stay outside until you're done.
Thanks, but no, I'm going to go back to bed. I'll go over later.
Good idea. If you need anything, call for me, okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, miss you today. You were looking rough yesterday, so I'm glad you decided to take the time to rest up.
Aw, that's sweet.
Anyway, take all the time you need. God knows you deserve it. Don't worry about the workload. Molly, the rest of the team, and I will handle it until you're ready to come back. We'll chat soon.
Sad to say you won't. Bye-bye, messages. Bye-bye, Evelyn. And then there was one. Hello, Swan Residence.
Oh, hi, Aoife. Is Max or Willow there?
Willow's out and Max is around here somewhere. Who is this, by the way?
It's Freya.
Freya?
Yeah, the famous Freya, remember?
Oh, yes! Sorry. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Freya, how can I help?
It's Evelyn. I'm worried about her.
Evelyn? Was she okay? She's not sick, is she?
I honestly don't know. She hasn't been herself for a while, and hasn't been sleeping well. This morning she looked awful, barely able to keep her eyes open.
Oh, the poor dear. Did she see a doctor?
I tried to convince her to, but she said she just needed to get extra sleep. I left her for a little while this afternoon, but I came home and she was gone.
How strange. Is there any chance she went into the office to work?
No. She said she wasn't going to work today. She was planning to stop by the mansion to visit Willow and Max. Has she been by at all?
No, Freya, I'm sorry. I haven't seen Evelyn in... You know what? I don't think I've seen her since the day Nathan left.
Really? Have you been home all day? Maybe she stopped by while you and Roger were out?
No, she definitely hasn't been by. I'm sorry.
Damn it! I just don't know where she could be. She isn't answering any of my calls or messages. I called her friends, and they haven't heard from her either.
Well, I don't want to worry you further, but...
But what?
If she looked as awful as you said, could there be a chance she was coming over but got worse and had to go to the hospital? It might be why she hasn't answered your messages.
Shit. I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't said anything now. It wasn't my intention to worry you.
No, I know it wasn't, but you make a good point.
I just hope that's only a worst-case scenario, and she shows up soon.
I hope so, too. I'm going to call around the hospitals and see if she's there.
That's a good idea. I bet if you wait at home long enough, she'll show up, and there will be a perfectly innocent explanation for it all.
I really hope so. Thank you, Aoife. Oh, and maybe it'd be best not to tell Willow and Max about this just yet. At least, not until I know where she is.
Of course. The last thing I want to do is worry them needlessly. As soon as you hear anything, please call and let us know.
Thank you, Aoife. Bye.
No problem. Bye, Freya.
Aoife?
Yes, dear?
I'm hungry.
Oh, I know, darling. I got sidetracked by the phone, but dinner will be ready soon. You need to keep your strength up, don't you?
Yes.
What a good husband you are.
Who was that on the phone, love?
No one important, dear.
No one important. Good.
Max! Willow! Evelyn! Are you in there? Open up! Aoife, I knew you were lying earlier. Did Roger put you up to that? Open this fucking door! I want answers! Max! Willow! Evelyn! Someone better open this door before I break it down! And I'm not paying a penny to replace it! Do you hear me? I'm not going anywhere! Now let me in!
Max? Hey, wait a sec!
So loud.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I had no choice. Why didn't you or Willow answer my calls or messages?
Didn't need to.
Didn't need to? You always answer. Where's your phone now?
Don't need it.
What? What's up with you? Max, stop. What happened?
Let go.
No, come here so I can look at you properly. Oh, Ducky. What the hell has been going on in this place?
Nothing.
No, don't give me that. You look awful. Come on, look at me. Have you been given something to eat or drink? Did it taste weird? Max, look at me. This is serious. Have they been drugging you?
Don't think so.
If you look like this, then... Max, where are Willow and Evelyn?
I was going to see them.
So they are here. I knew it. Max, where are they?
I'm going to see them. Need to sleep.
Max, no. Something is clearly going on, and it isn't safe for you or Willow to stay here any longer. Come on, I'll get you in my car, and then I'll grab Evelyn and Willow, and we're getting the hell out of this place.
I want to go to bed. I want to.
You can sleep when you're safely at my place, okay? Please just come with me, and everything will be fine. I promise.
No, let me go. I want to go to my room. I have to go to my room.
No, you don't!
Let go!
Okay, okay. Well, go to your room and get whatever it is you need, but then we're out of here. Got it? Max, wait. We'll get Willow first. Wills, it's me. Come on, I'm getting you and Max out of... Max? Where's Willow?
Not here.
But you said you were going to see her and Evelyn. Where are they?
Not here.
You're not making any sense. As soon as I get you back to my place, I'm calling the police. Okay, hurry up, get what you need, and make sure to be quiet. Just the essentials, Max.
Oh, Freya. You really should have stayed at home and waited until morning. Everything would have been fine by then. Ah, there she is. Welcome back to the waking world, Freya. Looks like I hit you a little too hard with this. Whoops.
Ugh, bitch.
That's not very nice. Words hurt, Freya.
I'm sure you'll survive.
I always do. Now try not to fall unconscious again, okay? I would really hate for you to miss the fun since you went to such a bother coming here.
I know Evelyn came here.
Oh? How'd you work it out?
I used to find my phone app. This was the last place she had it.
Congrats, detective. Oh, such a shame you realized too late, though.
Why did you lie?
Would you believe me if I said it was to prevent something like this from happening? I don't mean to be hurtful, but I'm only focused on the family, not concerned roommates. Unless you're a swan, you're not worth my time.
Boy, you really are perfect for Roger.
Well, he does have his uses.
If you stay so... Where are they?
Where's who?
Evelyn and Willow. Where are they?
I thought Max already told you that. They're not here.
What did you do to them and Max?
Oh, have a little patience, Freya. You'll see for yourself soon enough.
So you admit that you're behind the state he's in? You're not even trying to deny it.
Don't really need to, do I? Poor girl. You're not getting out of this unscathed. And even if by some twist of fate you did, no one's going to believe you. Max?
Stay away from him! I'm...
Oh, sit down and save your energy.
Is it time?
Yes, dear. It's time. Open the balcony doors for me.
What are you doing? Wait! Max! What are you doing? Max! Max, look at me!
Take my hand, Max, and I'll help you up.
Help him up? Max! Ducky! Please! Please snap out of it! Don't do as she says!
But I want to.
Aoife, don't you dare! Don't do it!
You heard him, Freya. He wants to. Tell her, Max. What do you want?
I want to fly. Can I fly now?
Of course you can, sweet boy. Just a few more steps, and you'll fly.
No! Don't do this, Aoife! Leave him alone! He's just a kid! Max, Please don't!
There we are. Up we go. Now close your eyes, Max.
Max, no! No way. A swan?
Beautiful. Now off you go. Fly to the others.
This is...
Amazing? Brilliant? Beyond your wildest imagination? I know. Take your time. Your mind will catch up eventually while I think of how best to deal with you.
You turned him into... Just what are you?
See, this is the problem with society these days. Everything has to have a name or a label. What I am is old and powerful. And that's all you need to know on that subject.
This can't be real.
You've just seen for yourself that it's real. I know you took a nasty hit to the head, Freya. But please, adjust to this a little faster.
But why? Why do any of this? Why them?
In order to stay as strong and nearly invincible as possible, I have to do this ritual every so often. I find a husband and turn his darling children into a form of my choosing. As long as they're in that form, their lives, life force, energy, whatever you want to call it, become mine. Once they're all transformed and the husband is no longer useful to me, I move on.
You've been doing this for a long time?
Centuries, sweetheart.
So, Evelyn and Max looking so drained. Wait, Evelyn said she dreamt of flying.
All me. It's easier for the children to want to be in the form I choose. So I first make them dream. Then I give them a taste by changing them while they sleep. Eventually, they give in fully and have beautiful, painless transformations, like Max's. Sadly, that's not always the case. Willow was difficult up until the very end.
Willow too? And Nate? What happened to him?
Nathan was the first to change. He had to be the first.
Had to be? Why?
Oh, it's annoying. But the firstborn child of the family I marry into is the only one capable of harming me. Silly little setback. And while Nathan wasn't really a threat, I couldn't take any chances. Oh, I barely gave him a glimpse. And he gave in to the change so easily. I nearly felt cheated by the whole thing. You know, I was so tempted to turn him into a jellyfish because of how spineless and submissive he was. But I just couldn't resist the nostalgia of creating four swan siblings again.
When did you change him? I heard his voice in the phone. We all did. And you were in the room too, for part of it.
Oh, Freya. Please, give me some credit. You just watched me turn Max into a swan.
You really think a little manipulation and mimicry is beyond my abilities?
Fucking witch!
Back to name calling? Mature. You know, on that topic, there are actually some witches in this city. So many interesting creatures here. Even those that are already gone, I can still sense. What a fun little beacon of magic this place has become. Soon you mortals will be the minority.
I don't care. You've had your fun. So just change them back to normal.
No.
Change them back. You said you're so powerful. Prove it and change them back.
Oh, Freya, please. Did you think challenging me like that and making demands would actually work? I could turn them back. It'd be so easy. But guess what? I'm not going to. Because I have nothing to prove to a nothing roommate.
Aoife.
What the fuck?
It's so noisy.
Oh, I know. Go back to bed. I promise. Everything will be quiet again soon.
Back to bed.
Yes, love. Go on back to bed. And go to sleep.
Yes. Sleep sounds so nice.
What did you do to him? He looks like he's aged.
Ah, yes. That'd be one of his uses I mentioned earlier. See, the husbands serve as nice little energy boosts when I need them while I focus my attention on changing the children. I had to take a little extra because I changed Willow while she was so resistant. Once I deal with you, I'll probably have to take what little energy he has left.
Deal with me?
Yes. I don't have the time to give you dreams, so I guess I'll have to be more forceful with your form.
I'm happy with the form I have. Thanks all the same. Wouldn't it be easier to just kill me?
Killing just isn't as fun, personally. I like my method better. Are you really going to waste your effort and get to your feet?
Damn right I am. I'm not going down without a fight.
Did you forget that part where I said I was invincible?
No, I hurt you just fine. In fact...
Lot. I'm bleeding? This is impossible. It can't be.
Take your time. Your mind will catch up eventually.
How? Why didn't he tell me about you?
Well, here's the thing you should know about my dear old dad. Everything is disposable to him. Even his firstborn if they don't match his values.
That bastard! I'll kill him!
Do that after. First, change my brothers and sisters back.
No, this changes not-
Change them back!
No. You won't get your way.
Just change them back and I'll stop.
You want them back so much. Why don't you just let me change you instead? Together forever. Happy.
Happy? You turn them into birds.
Exactly. Did you know that a group of swans is called a lamentation? Well, your siblings lived up to that definition perfectly. I did this tragic fucking family a favor. All of you are so miserable and angry and trapped in your own ways. I set them free.
Just shut up!
Nathan. Evelyn. Willow. Max. All four finally at peace. Beautiful swans. Poor forgotten Freya. Cast aside and all alone.
Ah! Shut up!
You've got your father's ruthlessness. You beat me.
That'll reverse it, right? You die and they change back. That's why you have to change the firstborn first, right?
This isn't like the fairy tales. No. They won't change back now. At least not by my hand.
No. No. You're lying!
Why would I? When telling the truth hurts you so much more. Congrats, though. You've killed me.
You almost sound impressed. Oh.
I am. Death's not really the end for me. Might take a while, but I'll be back in some shape or another. Maybe we'll run into each other again one day.
Fuck that. You ever come back, I'll just kill you all over again. Morning, guys. Let's see what the tabloids have to say about all this. Prodigal Swan Returns. Catchy title. Have to give them points there, I suppose. That's about all I can compliment them on. Honestly. Nothing but the same speculations about what happened. Nate, you've supposedly found yourself in some spiritual retreat with no technology. Evelyn, you're supposed to have gone traveling too, or have eloped with some mystery bachelor. Max and Willow, they're saying you both have either run away from home, or were sent to a boarding school in Europe. Can't blame them for their wild theories, I suppose. If they were told the truth, no one would believe it. I still can't really believe it myself. And I lived it. Dad's being looked after, so you don't need to worry about him. I promise.
He needs round-the-clock care, so I hired a few live-in nurses and a doctor from the hospital. She checks in every so often. Her name's Dr. Sullivan, and she seems really nice. She explained Dad's condition as a stress-induced degenerative illness. I suppose after years of being a workaholic and the constant divorces, it's easier to say that's the cause rather than some ancient Irish witch draining him of his life and destroying his mind. You know, it's weird, but I'm kind of relieved he's like this now. I don't mean in a cruel way, just that it makes things easier. Doesn't remember the years of strained existence, the massive fight, me leaving, changing. He only knows me as me. We used to joke sometimes that Dad had someone to clean things up for him whenever things got messy, and I ended up doing it all by myself. Guess no one really knowing Aoife made it easier to make her disappear without much speculation, either. People think she couldn't handle the stress of Dad's illness and just left. I'm sorry this happened to you guys. And I wish killing Aoife had fixed things. I really do. I just need you four to hang on for me as long as you can, okay? Aoife might be gone, but she said there's a lot of magic in the city. There has to be someone I can find with power like hers, or that will know of a way to reverse this. She said I had Dad's ruthlessness, and she's right. I'm not going to stop. I don't care how long it takes or how much it costs. I will reverse this, even if it's the last thing I do.
When Swans Die was written by Carrie Murphy, starring the voice talents of
Leah Booth as Aoife Swan,
Jade Stepper as Freya Matthews,
Maganda Marie as Evelyn Swan,
Patrick Langner as Roger Swan,
Jason Vu as Max Swan,
Hui Fan as Nathan Swan,
Frank Villapontanielas as co-worker.
Directed by Aaron Moy. Music by Key Garland and Randy Greer. Script editing by Jenna Rose and Sterling Barbette. Casting by Aaron Moy, Jenna Oliver, and Carrie Murphy. Audio editing by Jenna Oliver. Key art and logos by Blind Deaf Ghost. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of When Swans Die.